Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Menaches, Perik Yud, Mishnah Tess. In the previous Mishnah we learned, there are times you could cut before the Eimer, or places where you can cut before the Eimer. Like irrigated fields in the valleys, you're not bringing the carbon Eimer from those fields anyway, or unripe grain. In Mishnah Tess, we're going to learn that Koitzrin Mipnei Hanatias, you can cut the grain for the sake of young trees growing near it. The grain damages the trees. So Enachanami the Torah says you can't cut before the Eimer. But, says the Batanura, grain that grows amongst trees is similar to the grain from an irrigated field. It's a low-quality grain, and you can't bring the Eimer from this anyway. Another pshat, says the Batanura, Kaitzim Ibnei Anetiyais, is to avoid the Isser Klayim. Sometimes a person plants seeds, and there's no trees there. And then trees start to grow on their own. So you have to cut off the Zeraim, it shouldn't lead to Klayim. Either way, it's mutter. Vayter, says the Mishnah. And the girsa of the Batanura is umipnei. There's an extra vav over there. Umipnei besa evil. The first suda that an avil eats after a family member was zoichet to kvura, was given to them in a wide open area. And that's where all the friends, the family, relatives would gather together, and they would make a special bracha, bracha of nechama. We don't do it today. But in the times of the Mishnah, they did do it. And let's say there was not enough place for everybody, so you can cut off the grain to make more room. Even though the Eimer wasn't cut yet, but the Torah says you're not allowed to cut for your own purpose, for the sake of a mitzvah, you can. Vayter, says the Mishnah, for that matter, Mipnei Bittel Beis HaMedrash. You can cut the grain if they have to make more room for Talmidim to be able to sit. Zakta Mishnah Lo Yasa Isen Kriches. Although in these cases, you can cut the grain before the Eimer, but don't tie them into bundles. Avul Menichen Tzvasim. Leave them like an untied piles. Now Tzevet does mean together. As a matter of fact, in Eretz Yisrael, they say like Tzevet Hatzala, group of Hatzala people. Tzevet is like a plier. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that the first Tzevet was made by Briyas HaOlam, because you need one plier to make another plier. Whatever that means, we don't understand. But the word Tzevet means together. Tzafsa de Cheresh Gagar, maybe you remember that from Masechtas Bava Kamma. So Menichen Tzvasim means you can leave them together, but not tied. Kracha means they're together and tied. Another pshat says about Tanura is that krichais means big bundles. Tzvasim is also tied, but small bundles. Maybe you remember the word krichais from Perik Eilu Metzias. Krichais brishos harabim. Or maybe from the night of the Seder. What's kairach? The matzah and the mara that's put together. Krachim are big cities. A lot of people, buildings, roads, all sandwiched together. So, lo yasais and krichais, you can't make krichais, but you can make tzvasim. Zak the Mishnah weiter. Mitzvah se oimer lovi menakama. You want to be mekayim the mitzvah of the oimer the way you're supposed to. It has to come from standing tefuah. What do you mean standing tefuah? In other words, when the grain was still standing, you cut it specially for the oimer. You're cutting it l'shmoy. Loy matzah. Let's say everything was cut already. So we can't cut it l'shem the mitzvah of oimer. There's nothing left to cut. Then yavi minu amarim. And you can bring the carbon from the bundles that were cut without the kavana for the sake of the Eimer. You're supposed to do it before you cut it. Cut it l'shmai, but if there isn't, we're still going to go ahead. Vayter says in Mishnah Mitzvah Se'lovim in Halach, to fulfill the mitzvah the way you're supposed to, the carbon is supposed to come from moist kernels that are fresh. The pasuk says karmel, rach umol, soft and fresh. You can easily like press it in your hand. But loy matzah, if you can't find them soft and fresh, yavi min hayavish. You bring it from the dried out grain. Furthermore, mitzvah seliksa belayla, to fulfill the mitzvah the way you're supposed to, the barley should be cut on the night of the 16th of Nisan, even though they weren't makifit till the next morning. The Torah says when you start cutting, that's when you should start counting. And when do you count oimer? At night. It has to be at night, because it says sheva shabbos is tamimais. So you start at the beginning of the day, which starts at the night. So mitzvahs in the mitzvah lechatchil is liktzah b'layla, to cut it at night. But niktzah b'yayim, if it was cut during the day, meaning on the day of the 16th of Nisan, rather than the night before, kosher, v'doiches ha-shabbos, and the carbon oima is doicher shabbos. In other words, if the second day of Pesach, if the 16th of Nisan falls on Shabbos, we're still makir of the carbon omer, and the chametz is burnt on the Mizbeach, even though it's Shabbos. Now, we learned previously you even cut it on Shabbos, but it's mashma, this Tana doesn't hold that way. This Tana holds, we are makir of the omer on Shabbos, but we don't cut it on Shabbos. Okay, quickly chazering over, Perik Yud, Mishnah Tes. There are young trees. Young trees are called netiyos. And the grain is going to damage these trees. You're allowed to cut the grain even before the Yomer. It's not roi for the Yomer anyway. And the Chacham didn't answer it because they didn't want us to have a hefsid. They didn't want it to ruin the trees. Some say they have to cut it because of client. And therefore the reason you're allowed to cut it is because of the Shei Mitzvah. You're allowed to cut it even before the Yomer. For that matter, you can cut it to make room for the Avelim, to make more room in the Beis HaMedrash. But you shouldn't make it krichos, rather tzvasim. One shot is krichos means bundles tied together. Tzvasim means just laying together but not tied together. Some say krichos means bigger bundles, tzvasim smaller bundles. We want a shinui. So they should remember you're not allowed to eat it. Lichat chila. It should be cut lishma. Shekam min akama. But if not, take it from the bundles that are cut already. Lichat chila, it should be soft and fresh. But if not, you can take it from those that were dried. The mitzvah is to cut it at night, but if you cut it by day, it's kosher. And the Mishnah concluded that it's Daicha Shabbos. Some say there's Toli Zebeze. Some learn that this Tana holds, even if it was cut from before, it's kosher. So that's the reason that the cutting wouldn't be Daicha Shabbos, because the only mitzvahs that are Daicha Shabbos are Zman Leikvua. There's no other time to do it. The Tana that holds, you cut at night, would say it can't be cut from before. So if you want, you can take out the Mishnayos and look at the Taisus Yamtiv and the Mefarshim and look up the Gemaras and look at the Rishonim and the Achronim and the Rambams, and you can sort it all out. Lemaisa, the Rambam Paskins, or you can do it when you get older, but either way, the Rambam, you should know Paskins, that there's a mitzvah to cut the Omer the night of the 16th of Nisan, whether it's weekday or Shabbos, like we learned in Mishnah Aleph. And the entire night is kosher for Ktzira Sa'imer, but if you cut it by day, the Rambam paskens that it is kosher.